Okay, again, it's on page Mem Zayin Halacha Beis. One of the conditions to allow a goy to do malacha offer you on Shabbos sheyik tzoyts lein yehudi schoy you have to set a price. She'osu oisa es malacha b'shvil atzmo sheikabel scharoy. Then he's not doing it for himself. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. That's one of the main conditions. A goy has to be paid for his service. You may not specify the malacha should be done on Shabbos. Even though you don't specify the malacha should be done on Shabbos, he also should be paid. So he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. I'm reading in the Kitzur Halacha Beis on top. A person has a worker that's not Jewish. If he's a Mishares and he's not being paid, you're not allowed to let him do Malach for you on Shabbos, because he's doing it for you. But what about sending a letter? Let's say a non-Jew is traveling to a distant location and a Jew gives him a letter. Since he's taking the letter for you, you have to pay him money. Since he's traveling and he's taking for you a package and you're paying him, so then he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. Now, how does that have an application of his man hazeh? So here on the bottom he says, Halacha, hey on the bottom, demutur lehoniach igeres ala post be'erev Shabbos. Basically, sending a letter Erev Shabbos is mutter. It's an old shiloh. Are you allowed to put a letter in the mailbox Erev Shabbos? The answer is yes. Since it's a fact that most people who work in the post office are non-Jews, and you're not telling them to come on Erev Shabbos, they can come whenever, they can come on Monday, even though you know they will come on Erev Shabbos, because that's part of their routine. And you're not telling them, they're not doing it specifically for you, they're doing it for the government, they're doing it for themselves, for their own pay. And also, by the way, another factor is that they're not doing, the malacha they're doing is not only for you. When they pick up the crate, when they open up the box and take out the crate, so it's ner le'echad, ner le'meya. The malacha they're doing by taking the entire crate, your letter happens to be one of many inside. It's not a malacha that's done specifically for you. So you have a combination of many reasons why there is no prohibition to mail letter Erev Shabbos. And many people, many rabbonim I know, they're not so makbid on this. They mail letters mamish Erev Shabbos on the way to Mincha Friday afternoon. It is no big deal.
Even if the mailman is Jewish,
because you don't know who the mailman is going to be. Especially till you go down the street, you see the mailman who come around. People pick up you if you happen to be by where they stop when they pick up. Every day there's someone different, so there's no guarantee the one that came yesterday is going to be the one that comes today. And even if the one that's coming today, you're not. So then shall of lifnei iver, it's not necessarily lifnei iver. He's doing it anyway, and he's not doing it specifically for you. The crate that he's taking, which has all of the letters, it's not only your letter. So he's not doing it specifically for you. So it's not necessary.
Now,
Yerushalayim, they don't have mail. They don't have
mail boxes.
They don't.
They don't pick up.
It's okay. I don't know the answer. Okay, Yerushalayim, you're right. Yerushalayim might be more problematic because the majority of the people who are living. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. It could be that it's. He doesn't let you mail on Erev Shabbos, remember before? He's Machmir?
I think so.
Okay, we have to check into it.
Well, Rabbi, how's the difference? I asked you about a garden. You're not paying the garden for work, you're paying, you have a monthly contract.
Yes.
With the boss. The worker is not necessarily working for you, he's working for his boss.
Okay, there are other conditions, there are other factors. It's your property, that's another condition. Your property. Even when you let a guy do malacha for you and you pay him, he may not do the malacha on your property. The gzir midrabana in your property, zila beimilsa. Then there are three reasons why you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to malacha. Shlichus, he's your agent. Shlucha shadam kamoso. Number two, zila beimilsa. It's a disgrace for Shabbos when you see a guy do malacha in front of you. It's mezalzel in the kedusha of Shabbos. And there's a pasuk in Navi, v'daber davar. you're not allowed to speak something which would cause that Chil Shabbos to be done. So even though it comes to the gardener, you're not speaking on Shabbos, there is no violation of the Daber Davar, and there is still a problem of Shluchoi Shel Adam Kemoso. Since he's doing it on your behalf, he's serving as your agent, that's problematic. And number two, Zilu Be'milsa, it's being done in your presence. So, and there's another issue when it comes to gardener. It's avshamilsa. It's loud. It's public. It's out in the open. So the gardener is a very big problem. I know stories when gardeners come in a yomtiv, and the rabbanim were very machmir. The people have to tell the gardeners that they come on yomtiv, they have to stop. They have to stop no matter what. They're not allowed to continue gardening on yomtiv because it's avshamilsa. It's on your property and it's public knowledge, and with noise, it's more problematic. Okay, so let's see over here. So he basically says over here that it's no problem to send a letter. The ayim shari tshuva b'shem shel tziavitz shemut losas liakum achavila v'akum yimisor b'shabbos al a post. Same idea. Av shakum yitzach l'kotzav shem. Even though the guy part of delivering the package, the guy is going to have to write. Okay, today we have much more complicated problems: driving and tchum shabbos and hitzach nasa. But here, there's a problem of writing. It's okay. If I'm in a Shabbos, shekos al zed min demashmin, the shul tzoch limso lakum la chavila me'ev Shabbos, ad kan al kain v'chin kos chayodam. That if you want in this situation that you want a guy take your package, you must give it to him before Shabbos. You're not allowed to mail something on Shabbos itself. Because then it's more problematic when you're initiating the process on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that when there's a very great loss, you're allowed to have a guy deliver a letter on Shabbos itself, and even initiate the process on Shabbos, because it's Shavuos. This is one of the heterim of Amir Lakum, and you tell a guy to tell another guy. So since in the post office system there are multiple guys that are doing malacha, one guy is delivering the letter to another guy and another guy to another guy, so it's begeder shvus to shvus, and there's a general rule that shvus to shvus is mutar b'mokoy matzarch, when there is a need or when there is a great loss. So since over here we have a situation where a person has a need, you're allowed to mail a letter because the primary malacha that's going to be done, you have to know what the situation is. It seems that the first malacha, the taking of the letter from the location to one to another location, there's no malacha. Let's assume we're going in a situation where there's an eruv, okay, where you're in this, or let's say you're in a place where it's not a reshus haravim d'oraisa. You don't have shishim riba, you're in a small little community, and you're putting the letter in the mailbox on Shabbos itself. So the first guy that's going to pick up the letter is not really doing any malacha d'oraisa. He's only carrying in a carmelis. And then the first time malacha will be done was when the letter reaches the post office. There, someone may write. Someone may do something which is a malacha d'oraisa. So since the first time malacha d'oraisa is going to be done, it's going to be by a second non-Jew. So that's begeder shvus to shvus. And shvus to shvus is mutar. Obviously, it's not necessarily true in our situation. In zman hazeh, there are other factors which have to be taken into consideration. The shloim mokum hefsegodel yesh lahachmer, but if it's not a hefsegodel, you have to machmer. Filu be'av Shabbos shlolitin le'im Yehudi v'hagerish shehu yitin oisrael al post b'Shabbos. Filu b'kotzat shor miyachid mula malachim b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says he does Sylvia that if it's not a very important thing, you should not give a letter to a guy even before Shabbos. See b'kotzat, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmer. Let's see pashut shadiver Mishnah Berurah hanal lo nemru b'mukaymos shemesh hamshosim. It goes without saying that the Mishnah Berurah said that it's mutar b'shas hatzarech is only a situation where people who operate the trains, operate the post office, are not Jews. The oz oiver Yisrael, the oz oiver haYisrael, lifnei. I don't know what that word is. What's that word over there? The oz oiver haYisrael, lifnei iver. The only time it's aser is only when the aver is in front of you at the time when you deliver it erev Shabbos. V'hocha erev Shabbos adayin lechal oid ho'iser. The only time there's a problem of misayeli the over avera is when the iser is in front of you at the moment when you give over the object. But when you put a letter in the mailbox erev Shabbos, the avera is not yet here. It's not yet Shabbos. The avera of the zman isra has not yet arrived, so that's not together. There is no prohibition. I'm not clear what he means. He seems to be saying there are two different opinions. If you're allowed to mail a letter before Shabbos, there's definitely many kulas involved. But if you want to be machmir, he seems to be saying that it's still not. It's better to be machmir. Halacha Vav, next page. Avol oivodes habinyan tamu iser oivodes habinyan afil bukatzchum mishamar sayin. Can we learn? It says here in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to allow a goy to do construction for you on Shabbos. Why not? Why is construction different than giving him something to fix? If I give a goy a watch, let's say you go into a shop and you give him your watch to fix. He may fix it on Shabbos. He don't know when he's fixing it. That's not a problem whatsoever because he's doing it in his own possession. You never told him to do it for you on Shabbos. You're paying him money. All of the conditions are met when you give him an appliance or give an object to fix or create. It's not being done in your premises. It's not being done in front of you. It's not before Hesia. And you've paid him money. He's doing it for himself. But when he does construction, then it's more problematic. What's the reason? So here the B'Shem B'Samloch explains because of Marisayin. Tam u'isra b'avodas habin ha'afil b'katzatz hu mishum Marisayin. V'ayin b'shut no'dib hidu ka'amo. U'vodit sh'b'kiv egrom. Sh'minik o'ir b'el kablonis. We mentioned a little bit less chazara. Oz ein chshash to Marisayin. Afil u'ach yid lo'irotz ha'abinad b'yuda l'hatir sh'am b'shabas el b'chulamoit. U'vitzerv sh'hu sh'as hatcha godol. V'chein kosa b'piskei dinim b'piskei dinim. So he holds that it's the kablonus. If the minhag is, so the entire city knows that it's not. You're not instructing him to do the melacha on Shabbos. It's done the kablonus that takes away from maris ayin. No one's going to suspect you're doing anything wrong. But it's still not advisable. Only where it's a shas hatchak. The ayin der heitev shehevi mehanod b'yuda. Why do umos einem miyanichem l'shum odem lasos melach b'yom chagam v'im yanich anach lasos ikar chil Hashem chil Hashem, because the goyim don't work on their holiday. If they don't work on their holiday, it's a chil Hashem that they should be working on our holiday to build our structures. Now, does that apply b'zman hazeh? Not necessarily. Today, the goyim, they work 24/7. On their projects. And the only reason why they're not working on Sunday is not because it's a holiday, it's not because it's a religious holiday, it's because it's a day off from work. Okay, but he says over here there's another problem of Chil Hashem. If they will not work on their holiday, how could it be that we allow Goyim to work for us on our holiday? The Ayin B'Shut, I don't know what that stands for. He is very machmir, this opinion. If you have a construction project, a building, and it's being built, and there's no one knows who owns this building, and the apartments or the property is leased, rented to other people, the woman toila al amoid govoya tavla al shemo, and the woman, he hangs up a sign that he is doing construction, and no one attributes this to you. The gam who soich rapoilem, and he also hires the workers. Ela shabcholais shatzarch lamos bo ela el Yehudi Israel. The only time he approaches the Jews when he needs more money to continue the project. Funois and loy the woman in writes elanuch b'shabbos, and the guy does not want to rest on Shabbos. Kos nafsham haHasham lahatir, it's mutter, since no one in the public is aware that this property belongs to a Jew. No one's going to suspect that you have instructed him to do melacha for you on Shabbos. There is no marisayin. There is no. You have not told him to do it. He's doing it bekablonus. He's being paid. All of the conditions are met, and there's no marisayin. Then it's mutter. But v'shiyaseh shtar mechira limchor hamokam l'umin. But the only problem is it's being done on your property. Since you own the building, so the solution is to sell the building. You should make some type of shtar mechira that it should not be called yuzchai gavna. The binyanim ke'elu maris ayin al kain ein lahachmir. You don't have to be machmir. Zayin. Next halach it says yaseh shel eschacham. Ayn b'maharam shek b'ir achas shahisa streifa v'ayudim sechufim u'mududolim b'li dira v'imei hakar v'shamshim u'boin hitir sham livnos b'shabes v'kablonis v'abal melocha u'min yishalim l'poilim v'chol melocha alav l'ayin sham. And unusual circumstances when people there was nowhere to live, so then they allowed it. Ayn b'du kama
huva
on Shabbos. It's no, yes, yeah, so what? They have nowhere to live. There's still a lot of work on Shabbos, because since in the meantime these people are homeless. That's what he seems to be saying. These people are mamish homeless. They don't have where to live. So with every single moment it's necessary to conclude the project, they'll have a place to live. The iron will be in the Kamba, who will show you true, shall low rats, Lahatish, and Shas of Hak, Rak, Halamoyan, and Shami, only in Halaman on Shabbos. Kayasha, Skocham, within living as a Knesset, we discuss the Kabbalah of Shabbos. I'm Zebed Behatev, the iron should have some surface, who is Sir Gomor, Kayesh, Hil Hashem, Zek, Kamashkos, the Hamogan Avram, Bain, we should do the Rechaim. Before you go further, just think of remember from the Sefer, interesting Shiloh, Mechiras Chometz. Let's say you sell. You have a factory, and you sell the factory to a guy because the factory is producing chametz. Is that mechiras chametz enough in order to let the guy do malacha on Shabbos? How far is the mechiras chametz work? So shockingly, some learn it's not enough, even though you have a factory. And the factory produces chametz. So I sell the whole factory to the guy. But that's not really the way we do mechiras chametz bezmanazeh. Bezmanazeh, you only sell the chametz. You don't actually sell the building. You just are renting the place where the chametz is resting. But let's say, for argument's sake, the person, because of mechiras chametz, he actually sold the building, the chametz, and the building to a non-Jew. And now the non-Jew goes into the building and he wants to do construction, he wants to work. Are you required in advance to prevent him? The arrangement should be that he should not be allowed to do it. So there are different opinions. Some hold that the mechiras chametz is not strong enough. Would you believe it? And if, even though that you actually sold
if
the building,
you give it to us that you don't want to. You're not happy with me.
Exactly. Well, but there are other issues. It's still Maris sign. Even though you sold the factory for Pesach, people still associate this factory with your assets. And when they see Malacha being done there on Shabbos, they assume you told the guy to do Malacha on Shabbos. It's a very fascinating thing.
Isn't that the reason we put up a sign saying that we sold the company?
You should not come to actually eat from the chametz. Okay, but it's an interesting idea. It's an interesting shaila. You sold the factory and for chametz. Is that mechira a significant mechira to now allow the goy to do malacha there on Shabbos? Some say yes, some say not.
So, what's the whole problem when you sell, let's say a Jewish shop.
Yeah.
And you sell it to a goy.
Yeah.
For Pesach. And then the guy buys chametz and Pesach and sells it in Pesach. What do we care? We always say that...
We don't care.
We do care. We say that if the Jewish owners, by dealing in chametz and Pesach, it shows that they're really not accepting the mechira.
I don't understand the case. You have a Shoprite. Shoprite is owned by...
A Jewish store that was sold for chametz for Pesach.
Okay.
But during Pesach, they're selling chametz.
It's open
for Pesach. Who owns the store over Pesach? You sold the chametz.
Yeah, but a lot of places say that since they sell chametz in Pesach,
yeah,
it's a gilu das that they're really not
familiar. I'm not familiar with the shaila. I don't know the answer. Okay, I don't know the answer. Okay, one more column, and then one more column, then we'll stop. Ayin b'shut shalomeshiv kasev gamkin sheyesh lahachmir rak shu toli lefi rois ene hadayin be... And I wish we have any rights. Kish Yavnu, as they understand. Sha'ali de ze yivatel chalila bein beis hakness. When it comes to beis hakness, you're allowed to let the guy, you're allowed to build the beis hakness on Shabbos. All depends on the situation. Futzor kodol is dafka b'chay gavna yeshus mechal hati b'chay gavna b'chinkos b'mishnabura. The dafka. Wait a minute, there's something over here wrong. Does this have more pages? Okay, that's why, you see? I was fooled. I have more. I was totally fooled. My copy over here, I made these copies, by the way. I have no one to blame. I have no one to know myself. This copy ends on page Nun. Nun Vav, no wonder. Okay, no wonder. Okay, so let's go. We have plenty of stuff to go. Okay, fine. So let's, no wonder. All right.
You're missing a few pages.
I was missing a few pages. That's why I didn't understand what was going on here. Because I prepared all the stuff. I prepared all the stuff, and I didn't understand what was going on. Okay, let's just go for it. Let's do with Chazar anyway. V'ayin b'shalas tshuva, this is page Nun, right? Page
right.
Nun. No wonder it didn't make sense. All right. Okay. V'ayin b'shalas tshuva shalomeshiv. If you have a situation where the shul will not be built unless the contractor works on Shabbos and it's done with kablonis and you pay him, then it's mutar b'shas hadchak. It seems this is a very common problem that the only contractors or contractors would want to work on Shabbos. Uvidin, livnoy space hatzvila, nitzrach linoshim, letzilas mitzvah, the mikvah, kosa beshut, the rechayim, shem yesh chashash, she's battle in the zim, and the mina, mikvah, mutu livnus for Shabbos, aide kabonis for heter, nochon, shayasu, ksav, im, hoakum, hoomen, etzel, hoarkos, shenoistim, lo, hakarka, bead, kach, the kach, boyfriend, shibone, sham, binyan, fiatzir, bead, kach, the kach. The best thing is to have a contract, the kabonis, it should be public knowledge that the guy is doing it for his own benefit. And then the yigmar habinyan mechuyav litil sakach v'kach b'yad hakarko v'habinyan ayin sham. He should do it in a way where there's a shtar. He's doing it for his own benefit, and there's a kablonis in order that it should not appear to be marasayin. Test ha'akam il chelik. When it comes to a sharecropper is fine. The sharecropper can do whatever he wants because he's working for himself. Ayin b'shut chasam sofer b'shut shut shalom eshev. The im osse shutfis im akum bechanus chodemet tzorch lasas aideh arkois lefarsim adover kmashakos beisoyesef. If you're going to have a partnership, the partnership must be done in secular court. It has to be done in a way where everyone is aware that this is a partnership. No one should accuse the Jew of receiving schar Shabbos. V'chein shtar mechira hanase l'shabbos tzorch amkein lasas kanal. It must be done through the secular courts, so it should be public knowledge. V'im yevshe yifarsim derechach. If you can't do the secular courts, you should be mefarsim another way. But everyone should know that when this store that is or jointly by Jew and a guy, there's no problem with Schar Shabbos. The guy is, he's the one that's receiving the work for what comes in on Shabbos. Ayin Sham. V'ayin b'shut b'shlomo d'laso shut v'smo'akum b'chanus hu b'eisa hechoch v'yakim d'chelik shviyas u'mechzak ma'shakos v'shochnoruch. The guy has to take whatever comes in on Shabbos through a shtar. V'ayin b'shut d'rechayim d'beis chareshes in a factory sh'roiv ha'katsoin shaykh li'yisrael. Most of the portions, the shares. Okay, if you have a corporation and the corporation is owned, most of the shares are owned by Jews. Most of the workers and the people who control the operation of the company are non-Jews. Kevin, since all of the workers in this plant, in this factory, are working for the shareholders and the shareholders are Jews, you got a big problem. Kevin shakol apoyelim apshutim heimos sechire yoyim. The osur ayin shama ishtar mechira has to be worked out. The ayin b'shut chasam sofer, ksav sofer. The mashma the misham, the imam nal who ain't a Yehudi, who sochar poilim ain't the iser. He disagrees. He holds that even though there are shares, Jewish shareholders, if the workers and the one who's in charge of operations is a non-Jew, then it's mutter. They're doing it for themselves. They're doing it for their own way in which the ayin b'sefer Yerushas Plato mitvasham shuv me'agoyin Rabbi Shalom. Weeder, me. You know what that city is? Oidois Akotsin, okay, I know what these things are. Shehima Shinim Shalakol Echad Vyakha Mikoine Aktia Yeshel Kifi Hamos, Shakana Biafan the Shal Mushutofin, Bain Yehud. Can I show this? Hello, Shom, the Hatri, Kavan, Shamanal, Socher, Apolim, Umakivam, Oisoi, Vachedim, Emakim, Alkin, Yesh, Lohokil. I don't know the exact situation is. The Ayan Shamasha, Kosavlin, Shabal, the Rechai, Machmir, Mitharis, Bezet. The whole Zet. Im ein ba'isik hazeh behemos, avlam yesh behemos. Okay, and here's another important condition. All of these situations where we have a situation where you have a factory, there's a partnership between a Jew and a guy, there are solutions, provided we're not dealing with animals. Because once animals enter into the equation, you have a problem of shvisas behemto. It's halach in the Torah, in the Aseres Hadibros, that an animal of a Jew is not allowed to work on Shabbos. The kalim of a Jew can work on Shabbos. One has a mill, one has an electronic machine, one has a car, one has a truck. So those are the kalim of a Jew. Those things technically can be in operation over Shabbos. But an animal is not allowed to be doing malach on Shabbos. So the whole zeh imin ha-beisik ha-zeh mehemos. Avlam yesh mehemos sho'isim gam kem malach ha-yesh kan chashash shvius mehemtoi. Ein takon rak adei tenai v'tul chelkocha b'shabbosos v'ani b'chol k'mashe kosef shulchan aruch. Then there has to be a shutfis, a clear shutfis that the animals belong to the goy on Shabbos. The kevon sheyev shalasa zeh im sorei ho'akot soin. Since you can always work this out when it comes to different types of modern techniques, I'm not sure what that means. Yesh eid shel zeh sheyikach ha'akotzin b'shutfis eino yehudi.
Corporation.
Corporation has to, you have to have non-Jews. So the board has to, you have a company that deals with animals as part of the production, part of the process. Then you have to have their partnership. Partnership, and the goyim have the only animals that work on Shabbos. Next, orechayim, something which makes a lot of noise. Person has makes a lot of noise, then you have a problem. If it's a sharecropper type of setup where each they take their own portion, everyone knows that it's mutter. That is nafshe ovid, since they own it in partnership and everyone takes the whatever they earn, that's mutter. Ma toiv shiasa yishol kodem shikol shmo yolov ksav muumin de oz vade mutter vein chanshash mar sain vayim shud de rechayim shud mar ramshik bize. Next, mutter lahaskim vla akum ayim shud mar sham de mutter lahaske beitz lachanus lihud l'sefer shem legal a sapper, a barber. Okay. Okay, but they're quoted by the Litvaks also. These are very popular. They had the businesses. Yeah. Hungary.
Rabbi Brown.
Okay. It's biased. When we learned Dershu, we only had the Litvaks. We had only from the Chazanish. We listened a lot of time in the Chilik Dala. There we had during the Dershu. And there was all the old. See, this is now a tit for tat.
No, but Chazanish is an offering like that. These guys are.
So let's go through the shas. Let's try to finish a little more. I really wanted to finish this up. Let's just do a little bit more. Mutar lahaskir la'akum ayinim shemarsham. The mutar lahaskir beis lechanos lihudi sapar. You're allowed to rent a storefront to a barber. Shemagalech b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. Bifarhesya. Oy l'shor mechal l'Shabbos Kodesh. You have a store in Avenue M. You want to rent out the store to a person who's going to do work on Shabbos. V'lekum shem meselev l'aveir. Elim kein b'shas siyusu oy sarisim yad. The only time that he's telling us a principle. The principle is the only time you are over lift the iver is the moment you give him, you enable him to do what he wants. He's being mechal Shabbos. But if you set into motion a process that will result in chil Shabbos by another Jew on a later point in time, that is not a violation of lift the iver lo sitin nichshol. That's why many people come to mailing a letter. One of the attempts to mail a letter erev Shabbos is. The moment that I put the letter in the mailbox, the aver is not in front of us. It's a process. 6 hours from now, when Shabbos begins, he's first going to come and arrive and take the mail out of the box and be mechal Shabbos. The only time there's a problem of lifting even lo sitin nichshol is when I actually hand the mail, the letter to the person that will be mechal Shabbos. The aver should be in front of you at this very moment. But when it's not being done in front of you at this very moment, there's a delay. way. There is a process which has to make its way out. Things have to happen in order for it to happen, then there's no problem. So here as well, I'm leasing a store, I'm leasing a storefront to a Jew, and I know the Jew is going to keep the store open on Shabbos, and he's going to mechal Shabbos. Since the moment when I rent the store to this other Jew, it's not Shabbos, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, and it's the Shabbos not yet arrived, that is not a violation of Lifnei Ivan. Aval be'eino oitzah yisem miyad shari k'mashu kosa chasak sav soifer v'shal shugz v'nitzin v'oy d'loy yisur ela heicha shebeguf adov v'shnez tachaver yaso yisur aval ochel yaso ela ela be'avir shebesocha bayis. And here as well, where is the issue taking place? The issue is not taking place to the store. I am renting you a store. Where are you doing the Avera? You're doing the Avera in the store. What I'm actually giving to you is not the Avera itself. There's other issues that it's not. It's, if you're going to live with him together and he's going to averos, you're not allowed to be influenced by a person who does averos. Avol merchatz ayin v'agoyis mahar sham v'shem shut haravon dim hasochir gam dira. Hiskir gam dira shemerchatz liakum v'dor sham lekach shash maris. So ayin v'shari. If not only do you rent him the bathhouse, you also rent him a place to live in the bathhouse, then it's mutter, because everyone understands that it's his own. Everyone understands there's no maris. Everyone understands that it's his property. V'shut birchas yoytzef hiskim lezev v'od sham b'shem piskei de kante. The mutter lahasker pundik liakum davka. You're allowed to rent a pundik liakum davka. Merchatz nikal shem yisrael vigemar sign v'loy pundik ayin sham. If you lend him a place to live, and he does malacha, no one will attribute the malacha that's been done to you. Everyone understands that this is the property. This is the house of a guy. Next, also lahasker lo. You learned in the kiddush shulchan aruch that you're not allowed to rent a merchatz. You're not allowed to rent. Ayin berachas chayim b'shem shut riva be'oifes shereitza limkar b'cholerv shabbos akemach lepoy la'akum v'yafe be'atzmo. A worker, a baker wants to rent be'oifes shereitza limkar b'cholerv shabbos akemach lepoy la'akum v'yafe be'atzmo v'cholerevach shelo. You want to sell flour to a guy, and the guy is going to bake dough, and you, the Jew will profit. So the malach is going to be done on Shabbos, and the prophet will come to the Jew. Okay, tax collector. Next thing, Yudalit. Machzik Neches. You person who collects taxes. Kore Nichbat. He writes you a letter. Look what he writes over here. Very interesting. The purpose of this sefer, Mitras Achibur Hazeh, Lehoyer Ulekabetz, Mishailus Uchuvus Vachroinim Halochis Hashchichis Vinoigim Lecholodam Umifuzorim Heim Bissifreim Vissifreim Mifuzorim Bein Svarmachedim Avaloi Oivadati Lekabetz Sin Vahalochis Aksuv Shulchanorach. I did not collect what it says explicitly in Shulchanorach. Here Rabbi Brown is warning us, I'm only giving you things that are hard to come by, but I'm not repeating things that are obvious. Lech, I'm giving you instructions, he says. Lemod osam, go learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch. V'sham and there timtzeim, you'll find what it says. U'v'makom shamu lekatzer, einoy reshay laharich. Aval kan yotzasi me'aklal, here I was mayrich. Libnei shamokoim gorim lohavi achroinim hamadabrim beinyan min haramas mechira l'shabbos o me'alocha zush mispar b'shulchan aruch nisasvu kol inyoni mechira l'shabbos v'chein b'chol echa diber l'fi shaito y'mukoimoy al kein ahechachu l'hatiku l'kan diber shulchan aruch avapoyskim ha'ach achroinim. So now, therefore, he says, since over here, this is the exception. Generally, in his sefer, Rabbi Brown says, I'm not going to quote you what's obvious. I'm not going to quote Shulchan, but over here, since over here, there are things that are very practical, I have no choice but to read what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. So here we go. Kosav b'shulchan aruch. The Yehudi ha'koine meches soichelo a Jew. A Jew who has purchased the right to collect taxes, soichelo in Yehudi l'kabal meches b'shabes b'kablonis. What's the solution? You have a right, you're permitted. Now he's going to tell us some amazing heterim. Okay, he's going to make an amazing chiddush. That's when it comes to money, I'll just tell it to you outside first. When it comes to money, it's like a person's house, Rachman al-Hassan, is burning down. And a person's house is burning down, Chazal made unusual exceptions. So here, when it comes to money, a person is going to lose money, Chazal made for a person unusual exceptions. A person has purchased the right to collect taxes. Now he hires a worker. The worker is going to go from house to house to collect the tax. How is he allowed to allow the worker to go from house to house to collect the tax? So he says it's mutter. To Yehudi akoine meches. Seichelo in Yehudi. Bekabo meches. Beshabes. Bekablonis. What does it mean bekablonis? Tahayinu shoymelo. Lishatigve mea dinar. When you collect 100 dinarim, etin loch kach v'kach, I'll pay you for your services. Mishum, so why is this mutter? Because the worker is not working for the balabais, it's not considered to be a mil yakum. The worker is working for his own benefit. Mishum, they adayit denav she'ovit. The cause of Shema Beis Yosef, afal pisha yishol kovei lo melach v'shabbos, even though, here's the chiddush, the Jew says to the worker, you have to go collecting for me on Shabbos. This is a break from everything that we've learned until now. We learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that one of the main conditions to allow a goy to do work for you and to benefit, to profit, is I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos, I'm giving you a job. Do the job whenever you want. You can do it on Sunday, you can do it on Friday. If you choose to do it on Shabbos, that's your doing. That's your decision. That's for your own benefit. Here, by the case of tax collector, he's telling the guy, you go collect for me on Friday, and you go do this neighborhood on Shabbos, and you do this neighborhood on Sunday. On Shabbos, you go out to the place where there are no Jews. You go collect for me on Shabbos. How could that possibly be? So look what he says. This is shocking. Mikol mokoim hitiru b'zeh. You know why it's mutter? Mishum seda, because of loss. The adam bahul al mamon. A person is confused or is distraught when it comes to potential loss of money. The Eloi Sharis Lay, if you don't let a person instruct a worker to collect tax on Shabbos, Osi Ligvos Beatzmo. He'll come himself to Mechal Shabbos and go and collect the taxes on Shabbos. V'yavo lidei isura de'oraisa, because when you collect tax, you have to write receipts. The Shema Yichtav Kederach HaMoichem, you're going to write a receipt. The cost of Atur Ezov Sham, Shelo Yitiru Ela Behevsed Gadol. So in such a situation where it's going to be a very great loss of money, we allow a person to instruct a worker to go collect his tax on Shabbos. Amir La'akam will be mutter in this situation, because Amil Yakum is only Nisim Midrabanan, and since over here there's a Begeder Odom Bohol Al Mimono, this is shocking. A shocking heter in the rules.
Right, but it's not worried about carrying the money and transacting.
So we're assuming now he's discussing a lot of these stories that we're discussing on the little shtetls. They were not on Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. America, there never existed something like in America in all these tshuvas where you have a shayla of a reshus harabim d'oraisa. To have 3 million people in such a small area where there is potential for reshus d'oraisa was never an issue. All of these places was only carrying in the street was only an issur d'rabbanan. So an issur d'rabbanan. So then there are many heterim when it comes to amil yakum. But the main problem amil yakum would be ksiva. So here he introduces a new leniency in the laws of Amir Eliakim, is when a person's parnasa is on the line. Adam Bahul Al Mamono. Most of the shas that we are more familiar with is Amir Eliakim is when there's a loss of food. Right? You're at home and you're not going to have Simcha Shabbos. You're not going to have your hat shalant. Or you're not going to have the lights are off. Or it's cold or it's hot. Or in the Beis HaKnesses, it's not going to be the lights. But when you have a situation, we have a situation where a person's parnos is on the line, that's what's called Odom Bohul Al Mamono. So it says here in Shulchan Aruch that there's a leniency, that we let a person instruct a guy to do the malacha explicitly for him on Shabbos. We tell him the Jew all the problems. problems. Direct is daber davar, and there's no amir liamira, because otherwise there's a concern of the person himself in mechal Shabbos before hesya. You can instruct him to collect the tax for all the Shabbosos. You can rent for all the Shabbosos, even though you're bordering on a problem, there are problems, okay, whatever the problems are, because from here, niftach hamakar demakom hevsega. From this comes the source, dibemakom. From this ramah, this mechaber, and this ramah in simin reish mem dalit comes the leniency, dibemakom hevsed gadol loy chayshinon lemaris soayin di loy sharis. What is the source of the heter? Di loy sharis lay osili the isur de oraisa. Even though many times with Amir Yaakov it's clear as day that the Jew is telling the guy to do it. It's a problem of a marasayin, but we have a principle that we're not going to let you do it, so you may come do it yourself. To let people, the goyim, do work in fields and factories. It's a pressing matter when they're in their community. They work for themselves. They're not. That's mut. That we learned before is the kablanas. Those type of situations more or less are mutter. Commissions are mutter because they're not doing it. They're working for you. But here they're actually working for you. They are their schirayim. They are your hired workers. They're working in your factory. So it's much more prominent. Okay, let's just finish up until tetzvav. The ayin b'shushal meishiv zelushanul daito adaraba mitzvah yosef bismanazeh. It's to make use of all of these ashtar mechira, to let a guy work for you on Shabbos, and even though there's a problem of marasayin, ki be'avonoseinu harabim, im yachmiru lohem, if we're going to be machmir and tell people not to let goyim do work for them on Shabbos, lo yishmu klal v'yimichavshu ha'heterim al pi loimdim migavar mebnei yishol. If we're going to look for heterim, then Migavar mebnei Yisrael shelo yirtze bezeh. They're not going to. The Yamud loy ezer lamdim shemashkiach al zeh lasa saksav al pi a hechsher. I couldn't figure what that means. Veshkiach al zeh shlo tovo lidei michshol the iser Torah. V'chein kasav the imoitzim shtar mufars madavo lekum shemar sain. Okay, I'm not sure what you mean.
It's going to give a rather do this
be makeo.
Then do other things.
I have to tell you a story.
Let me just finish up. Stop. The ayin b'shod derichayim shakas the miyolam loy ola alev lahatir neged hamafurish b'shulchan aruch b'shar poiskim shashu mishamaris ayin v'alachetem b'mnei k'dei shlo yavo lidei isur mitoch shabol al memoinoi kasher tiru hagoinim loy matzasi. As atzmi lidmais b'davar zel l'gdoli rishonim shemkein asatar l'chol echad b'yadoi v'heimor rasham lahatir b'meches matbeya lo onu hapu'utim, the small ones, we have no right to do this. Just because we find in Shulchan Aruch, this is what he's saying, this heter was found in Shulchan Aruch with regard to tax collectors. A Jew purchased the right to collect tax from a city. And the Jew is now hiring workers to go around from house to house on Shabbos to collect tax. In this very specific instance, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to do this, because if you're not going to let the people hire workers to go and collect tax, you yourself will go collect tax at Shabbos and come to write. Problem is, people have taken this, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that was only said for a specific case of tax collecting, and have applied it to every single situation under the sun. Every time I'm going to lose $100, so let me tell my worker to drive my truck on Shabbos. I'm going to lose $50, I'm going to lose this. Every single situation became called a hefsed gadol. And a hefsek gadol for one person is not a hefsek gadol for someone else. Every type of situation that's borders and hefsek gadol, all of a sudden became mutter. So he says of the Devar Chaim, is going to really weigh out of hand. It was only said with regard to tax collecting, and that has its own nature, its own situation. How dare we go b'zman hazeh, take the Torah into our own hands, and start using the heter of Hefsed Gadol for every situation in the world to allow a goy to melacha for us on Shabbos. However, he goes on to say, even though I would never do this, I find that in Lviv, in Lemberg, they were very lenient with regard to all different types of businesses, situations of hefsed gadol that did not involve tax collecting. Therefore, so Divrei Chaim says, if this is what they do, listen, so I'm not bigger than them. That was only said with regard to tax collecting. Okay, I don't have the exact details, but basically what he's saying is, like we said, is that there is indeed a heter in Shulchan Aruch that goes back from the Mechaber and Ramah of tax collectors, Odom Bol Almanono, and it has been abused in throughout the generations to apply to all other situations where the heterim don't hold up. But listen, since it became mutter. Okay.
Explain something about Lemberg. Before that, my father's yard site was this Shabbos. And he was in Hungary and they took him to the labor battalions in 44. There was a Shabbos and they were walking through the city of Nitra. And they pulled out the Jews out of every city they had in them. And they pulled out the shofar. And my father said to him, where's your challah? He says, it's Shabbos, it's mutter. So my father said, I'll ask him for you, bring your challah. And he brought the chalav, and then they put him into a temporary camp. And my father went over to the guard and says, we need a sheep or a cow to shech. So there's no problem. The Hungarian guards went into a Gaiish barn and confiscated the calf. And they shechted the calf, and it was trade. So he went to the guard and he said, you know, we have a problem. That's not kosher. You can have the meat. Give us another calf. The guy said, gladly, because they got... And they set up a kosher kitchen. But that was just because of other, even the Shabbos people were afraid to do things that they were allowed to do. Lemberg. In the 1840s, 50s, there was this liberation in all of Austria-Hungary.
Right, it was the uprisings.
The uprisings. So revolution. The biggest powers in Lemberg was the Russian Kohl, the president and vice president of the shul. They bought from the Hungary monarchy the right to collect taxes.
Where does Lemberg come to Hungary?
Lemberg, Austria-Hungary. It's all Austria-Hungary. They wanted the right to collect taxes, the right for, there was a tax on sheep, there's a tax on candles, and there's a tax on registering children. That's why some people, when they get married, didn't register. And the rabbi was in control of the book of the registrations. They got a new rabbi who was a liberal...
Reformer.
He wasn't a reformer. He was a liberal Jew, but he was Orthodox. And he supported the revolution because he figured we'll have a revolution, we will get rid of the taxes because the taxes were horrible. The people, you know, the guys who bought the right insisted on collecting from every poor person because they made the profit of it. So after a year or so, Erev Shabbos, someone went in and poisoned the child of the rabbi. And the rabbi and his daughter died. And they found the guy and they put him to court and they accused the president of hiring this guy to get rid of the rabbi. And they threw him into jail. Meanwhile, the guy, the Russia Kohl, who was against liberalization, organized a petition to the emperor, the Austrian monarch, and to say, you know, we're happy with you the way you are. We don't want this liberalization. And then, of course, the revolution did not succeed. He came in Metternich, and they came down with a hard hand. So all these guys who were arrested on murdering the Lemberg Rav were suddenly released. They said, no, the witnesses. There were no witnesses. They didn't see anything. They lost the file. So when he says Lemberg, you got to understand Lemberg, you had a... The guys told her off. Either you martyr us or we'll
kill you. We'll kill you. The mafia. Yeah.